This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't see me.
Every now and again in the history of this show, I've had certain guests that have sort of made the show, defined the show, and today I get to revisit that.
Get yourself.
This is music from an album called The Music Made Me Do It. And only one person can tear a riff like that.
You heard it all before, but I'm gonna say it again.
Joining me again, it's been a while. It's been a while since I got to talk to him, but joining me again is Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. Good evening, sir.
But back at you, Bill. Happy springtime anyway. I hope you're all safe and strong and remaining hopeful in these crazy, crazy times.
I'm going to tell you, you didn't go to SHOT Show, did you?
No, I like to think that every day of my life, even though you've got a program called Locked and Loaded, Bill, my life is cocked, locked, ready to rock the Glock, Doc, 24-7, 365,
right.
71. My life is a SHOT Show. It's the shooting, hunting, outdoor Ted Show. I would venture to say, Bill, as cocky as I may be,
right,
I think I have more sporting goods and ammo than the SHOT Show. So, no, I didn't go to the SHOT Show this year. I go ahead and wallow in my own arsenal every day.
Well, it's probably good that you didn't go because I think I caught coronavirus at SHOT Show on radio.
Yeah, how about it, huh? Are you doing okay now?
Yeah, it took me about a month to get over it, though.
Shemaine and I were talking when this all exploded that we had both of us, we're elderly. I'm 71 this year. In fact, I'll be 72 in 2020. I'll be 72 this coming winter. And she's 57. I don't think she likes me saying that because she looks like she's about 19. Believe me, I enjoy that. But anyhow, we had the worst flu of our lives, the worst sickly condition of a long, long life. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised. That was back in late January. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was a variation of this COVID-19. So I'm glad you're doing well, but it's more evidence that more people are becoming well again, and they're being cured on their own just by being smart. So good for you. Thank God, huh?
Yeah. You wrote an article about this. You wrote an article about the pandemic. What are your thoughts on the pandemic? First of all, I know you're down there ensconced in the very nice Nugent Ranch, and you're surrounded by the wildlife, and 71 is just a number. 71.
Amen.
It's just a number. You don't act 71, so I know you're out there
and
running around.
It's an adorable number, too.
Yeah. So what do you think about this COVID-19? What do you think about this? What are your thoughts on the way the media is running it?
Yeah, there's a tsunami of my thoughts. Number one, my first thought is compassion and empathy for my fellow Americans and fellow human beings who are suffering and hurting right now. I know it's real. I see the evidence. I trust Tucker Carlson when he gives the report, and I trust the great President Donald Trump. So there is a COVID-19. It is a dangerous, highly contagious virus. So my first thought is one of prayer for my fellow man. My second thought is extreme anger that I've expressed to you over and over again, because I'm a real American. I raise hell. If somebody came to Concord Bridge to take my guns, I would get a bunch of my buddies. We'd go there and we'd shoot them. I'm a radical. I believe in independence and self-sufficiency and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So let's establish that right now. So my anger is absolutely perfect that we, the people, have been so disconnected and irresponsibly apathetic that we allowed past administrations in our government to turn. Think of this, Bill. The words don't even want to come out of my mouth. They're so vile. And that is that the United States corrupt, criminally power-abusing, punk-ass government bureaucrats gave the life and death control of our pharmaceuticals and antibiotics and medicines to the Chinese, to the genocidal, tyrannical, communist, criminal Chinese. They gave the control of our medicines to these punks. I hope that's the number one lesson we learn.
Well, I kind of think a lot of people take it this way because it's still making it into the news despite the media, how they're holding up medicine and how they're sort of they sent out a bunch of COVID-19 tests that proved to be not good, bad. They were bad tests. They didn't work out. They weren't actually valid tests. So, yeah, that's that. But I mean, you make a very good point here. I mean, and I'll add to this. You talk about surviving all the floods, hurricanes, ice storms, blizzard, droughts, Y2K, post 9/11. Not to mention 12 pandemics in the 244 years. We've never taken the steps we're taking right now to try to fight this. What do you make?
It's cultural suicide.
Yeah.
Well, that's the real heartbreak here. I mean, I got to tell you, do I value life? Yes, I revere the miraculous gift of life from God that we all should cherish. And so many of us, certainly the Nugent family, treats our sacred temple with respect and reverence. We don't put poisons and alcohol and drugs and chemicals into our body or even in our homes. So there's a lot of buffoonery out there where these weaker and their immune systems being weakened by, you know, just idiotic choices with the drugs, the tobacco, the alcohol, the vaping. I mean, who's stupid enough to do any of that? Of course, just take a walk in America and there's like a whole bunch of them stupid enough to do that. So they're already weak. They're highly susceptible to any kind of contagion, much less an extreme one like COVID-19. So I hope the other lesson, and again, let me repeat the first lesson, we the people have a moral, intellectual, and spiritual responsibility to hold our elected employees' face to constitutional accountability. And we're experiencing this horror story right now because we have failed to do so. That's why I celebrate that Donald Trump is not presidential, because all these BSers in the past administrations acted presidential while they were scamming us and giving our life and death control to our enemies. Bill, am I emphasizing these words adequately so that the listeners are actually registering these words, because these are not a hunch or an opinion of a guitar player. The evidence will gag you, and we've got to take control of our government back. And that's by smart people who are in the asset column, earn our own way, live within our means, save for a rainy day. We don't run out for toilet paper when we're down to a few rolls. We've already got a couple hundred because we've been through ice storms and hurricanes and dangerous conditions in the past. So the other lesson to be learned here is referencing my last sentence. What kind of numbnut is not prepared? Who doesn't already have a fire extinguisher in a number of rooms in their homes? Who already isn't armed and prepared to defend themselves? And of course, the painful answer is a whole bunch of Americans are unarmed and helpless, which is just an embarrassingly ridiculous, irresponsible condition. So I hope preparedness and raising more we the people hell with our elected employees are the biggest lessons to be learned here. You can't trust foreigners. Donald Trump is a great commander-in-chief, and we better demand our senators and congressmen and mayors and governors support this great man. If they don't, vote him the hell out of office.
We're coming up on the first break. The music made me do it. Has that dropped yet?
Yes, and it does make me do it, and it's great music with Jason Heartless on drums. Now, just an animal. Greg Smith on bass guitar. The music still makes real music lovers do it, and I couldn't be more proud of this record. It rocks your ass raw.
Yeah, I've got. We'll be playing. We got three more cuts to play from it. Anyway, we're talking to Uncle Ted Nugent, safely ensconced in the Nugent Ranch. The shot.
We are not scrambling. We've got unlimited water, unlimited fish, unlimited venison, unlimited wood to eat our homes. Quite honestly, we have fuel for our generator for at least 6 months. So everybody have a good time scrambling out there.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. So rare to get to talk to my guest, but you know what? He's not sitting around gathering moss. Another cut from the Music Made Me Do It. Out now. When albums were coming out, I loved albums. Do they still call them albums? My guest is, of course, Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. They still call them albums nowadays?
Bill, I call them albums. I call them, you know, accumulation of brilliant, sexy guitar licks just to keep the animals breeding. That's what I call them. In fact, Bill, right now, officially, Ted Nugent authorized Bill Frady on his Magic Lock and Load radio show to use the only opening song that really is appropriate, and it's called Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock off of the Music Made Me Do It album, and you should use that because it defines your entire lock and loaded spirit, my friend. So that's what you ought to use from now on. There's actually a song called Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock.
I've got it on here for one of the next two segments.
It's a cranker, man. Yeah. My boys crank. You know, I cheat because I have the only Gibson Birdland guitar made in Kalamazoo, Michigan, that is actually ballistically coefficient. So my licks are just a little sexier than the rest of those guys.
So, anyway, you wrote an article about called The Last Boy Scout, and sort of a call to arms, but at the same time sort of pointing some things out. And I've been doing this, too. Like, for example, a lot of people have been up in arms about what happened in Virginia with their election, right? With what's going on as far as the anti-gun movement that's there. But
crazy, huh?
They got elected. They got elected to do that. I mean, everybody was out there sort of saying, yeah, we're going to do this. Bloomberg was out there dishing out money like he was dealing cards. I mean, it wasn't like this. We didn't see this coming.
Well, that's what I just mentioned, the disconnect, the embarrassing, irresponsible, I believe treasonous disconnect of so many Americans who believe in God, family, country. They live God, family, and country. They believe that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence identifies the only experiment in self-government in the history of humankind. They believe it. They preach it. They rally about it at the bowling alley, and at the deer ranch, and at the hunting club. But they don't vote. The real criminals in America aren't the Soroses and the anti-gunners and the anti-hunters and the anti-freedom punks in the Democrat Party, which pretty much is 100% of them. It's we, the people who believe in God, family, and country, and they don't vote. They bend over and let these creeps go, you know, we're going to take your guns if we get voted. And these guys go, oh, no, you ain't. And then they let them. Bill, that's the real curse. So that's what we have to emphasize. And even though The Last Boy Scout was basically referencing the horror story of the coronavirus and how preparedness should be a standard operating procedure, it certainly is for my brother and sister and my sons and daughters, my wife Shemaine, my band, my crew, everybody I know is already cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock Doc. We're prepared. We don't run out and get stuff when we need it. We've learned from ice storms and blizzards and droughts and floods and the fear of Y2K and the horror of post 9/11. So we've already got toilet paper. We already have guns and ammo. We already have water and food stored. We have adequate medicine supplies. So, and by the way, Bill, as it sounds like I'm condemning the irresponsible, ill-prepared goofballs out there, because I am, here's the real positive. Do you know there's a huge army of great American families who are not scrambling, who are not panicking during COVID-19 quarantine? Everybody I know has adequate supplies at least for a month or two.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great, real American self-sufficiency, rugged individual families, independent families who are thoughtful and conscientious, and we are already prepared, and they know who they are. They're listening to us right now at your show, Bill, and they're nodding their head going, yeah, no kidding. But there's also a bunch of numbnuts out there that think they can't make ends meet because they got a tattoo, a pierced nipple, vaping, some tobacco to chew, and plenty of whiskey and maybe a little meth and some Oxycontin to go with it. That's not making ends meet, you jerks. Making ends meet means being a responsible head of a household and a member of a household who earns their own way, lives within their means, and here we are in 2020, Bill. Here's the third one. Number one, earn your own way. That brings gratification and fulfillment. Number two, live within your means. That's just pragmatism. Number three, save for a rainy day. Well, welcome to rainy day hell, pandemic quarantine 2020. Every everybody I know is adequately prepared for a good run. Maybe the Nugent, I wouldn't need a store to open for a, I don't know, forever, really. I have unlimited fish, and I know, well, I'm a big, rich rock star. Bill, I lived this lifestyle when I didn't have a pot to piss in. I made sure I was prepared because I was raised in a hunting family who knew that if you want to stay warm in the winter, you not only have to gather wood and split it and stack it, but you had to plant trees in the spring so you put more back in than you take. I mean, think of how radical some people think what I'm saying is.
Well,
when it's just basic 1 + 1 = 2 responsible survival self-sufficiency. So I think this is a great wake-up call.
Have you noticed some of the casualties of this COVID-19 thing? First of all, they've done away with reusable bags, and they're saying use single-use plastic bags only. They don't want anybody
to... Well, sure, everything the Democrats stand for is wrong. any word out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth, the best, smart, responsible thing to do is listen to the Democrats and do the exact opposite of everything they say. I got to tell you, I hate to be the angry, condemnable guy. But, you know, if you want your family to be safe, when Old Yeller brings you your slippers and saves your child from the coyote, you hug Old Yeller and give him a biscuit. When Old Yeller foams at the mouth and snarls at your son or daughter, you shoot Old Yeller between the eyes. Realistic responses to real-world conditions. I use the Old Yeller analogy, of course. How many young people even know what the hell I'm talking about?
Not many.
They should play the Old Yeller movie and The Patriot and Braveheart and Dirty Harry, I think. They should play those movies in every classroom, preschool through, you know, law school graduates, so they remember that Old Yeller good, biscuit. Old Yeller bad, bullet between the eyes. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of Americans that are prepared, and I think 99.9% of them are Republicans, because Democrats are such stoner, whiny, crybaby, excuse-making jerks that they're not ready for anything.
Let me get you an old right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to Uncle Ted Nugent. This is Lock and Load.
She would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my boss for the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the check on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This album called The Music Made Me Do It. They don't make music like that anymore, Ted, except for people like you and some of the guys that were actually rock and roll musicians, do they? Nobody...
Sure, thank God. Let's celebrate that spirit of Little Richard, outrageous, authoritative, you know, defiant rock and roll is alive and well. And I'm going to salute my incredible band, Greg Smith on bass guitar and Jason Heartless on drums. He's only 23 out of Detroit. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world. What Jason and Greg do to every lick, every song, every night, every concert is every musician's dream. And the people go berserk every night. For me to be able to tell you, I finished my 2019 tour in Detroit
right at
Pine Knob on August 31st, 2019. It was my 6,757th concert. 6,757, Bill. How can I get up in the morning? Anyhow, how can I not get up in the morning? And it was the most intense, wonderful, fun, highest energy, just musically gratifying tour of my life. And this damn pandemic had just subsided enough. We were already booked to tour July and August. And what Greg and Jason and I do every night is the American Dream soundtrack. So God bless real music lovers out there. If you go to my Facebook, you see that people love dedicated musicians who really practice and have a work ethic. And so a big salute to all those real music lovers and real patriots on my Facebook. I welcome them to join me there every day.
When you came to Simpsonville, South Carolina, I was filling in at a local radio station at WORD. And, you know, the day goes along and everything, but at the opening of every hour, I was giving away tickets to your concert. And, you know, then the phones would just, I only had four lines and they would all go solid. They would all go solid. We gave those away faster than anything I think they've ever given away, anything before.
Well, again, what you have said, people still love authoritative music, and we're just carrying on the baton of those black musical geniuses, all the way going back to Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Lightnin' Hopkins, and what Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. I'll let you tell Jerry Lee Lewis he's not black. But that black emotion and musical work ethic that James Brown and Wilson Pickett, the Motown Funk Brothers, and all our heroes represented, it's still alive and well today. And that's what Jason and Greg and I do every night. And the people see and feel it, and they love it. So thank you, everybody out there, for this gravity-defying career of mine. I'm having so much fun. It's stupid.
You probably live to be like 140 or something at this rate. So you're only halfway
down.
No,
I got big plans. I got big plans for my 100th opening day of beer season.
So you get to travel the United States, probably the world in your time and everything else. Are you shocked when you look at things from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to today? Are you shocked by the number of people that are just sort of that this crept up on? Or I can't even say it crept up on them because, well, I know why it crept up on them, because they were paying too much attention to the impeachment. But are you shocked at how many people are sitting around with their hands out and scared in the United States today?
Well, I'm not shocked at all, because I've watched the abandonment of the American rugged individualism. Not overall. Because, again, my band, my crew, my hard-working neighbors, certainly my family, my incredible wife, Shemaine, my management, Doug and Linda, and all my sons and daughters and grandkids, my brother, everybody in my world is on it, is as dedicated to work ethic and productivity and making sacrifices and taking risks, so that we are in the asset column. We are benefiting our family and our community, our world and our planet. So I watched the New Deal. It was a raw deal. What Roosevelt presented was the softening of America. Hey, you don't have to work. I'll just send you a check. And then the great society, the not so great society by Johnson. Hey, we'll have a war on poverty, but we're going to take all this money from the hardworking people and just give it to people who refuse to get up in the morning. So I'm not shocked, because I've been tuned in. It's important to repeat, Bill. I've been clean and sober for 71 years. No drugs, no alcohol, no tobacco, and no fat girlfriends. I mean, that stuff will kill you. I'm serious about that. I don't mean to knock my fat friends out there. But anyhow, they know it's fun. But no, I'm clean and sober, so I pick up on information, and I pick up on reality. And I get to train with the Delta Force and the SEALs and the Army Rangers and the Green Beret. I've been a sheriff deputy for 41 years, and I've done federal raids against murderers and rapists. And when your safety is off and your finger's on the trigger kicking down a door to arrest a child molester, you better not be comfortably numb. You know what I mean?
I do.
So when I'm sharing my observations with you, they're not hunches. I have no guesswork. I don't make believe and give you an opinion whether the Constitution is good or not. It is good. Those are self-evident truths. So I'm not shocked when I watch the hippies just destroy their minds and their souls with drugs and alcohol and tobacco. And then you got people that just make choices that destroy their sacred temple. And they just gobble sugar and garbage and chemical preservatives, and they got blubber, and they got to lift up slabs of blubber to dry themselves off after a shower. And so I've watched the incremental cultural and spiritual suicide where I was attacked and condemned and hated because I wouldn't snort cocaine with John Belushi. And I said, John, you dirtbag, this is going to kill you, man. Jimi Hendrix laughed at me because I wouldn't take his drugs. Bon Scott laughed at me because I wouldn't drink his Jack Daniels. I said, you dirtbag, you're going to die, man. So I'm not shocked. What I'm shocked is that those that are supposedly the same species as you and I can be that weak, that stupid. They see all the dead bodies from snorting cocaine and meth and heroin. They see all the dead bodies and they go, I think I'm going to try that. No, no, no. The dead bodies, that's a warning sign, you jerk. Yeah, but it feels good. No, they're dead. No graduation. They're not going to be at their daughter's wedding. They're not going to be at the family picnic on Thanksgiving. No, drugs bad, alcohol bad, tobacco bad. No, they're stupid. I love them and I tried to help them, but you can't keep pulling needles out of people's arms. I can tell you some stories. So no, I'm not shocked. And they become Democrats. They're comfortably numb, which is actually uncomfortably dumb. Yeah. And if people are upset about that, if they're angry that I'm saying that, drop dead, you dirtbag. Quit poisoning yourself. Quit being in the liability column. You're choosing to destroy your family. You're a bad person.
There's just certain things that you just can't do on a radio show without Ted Nugent present. And I mean, that kind of messaging, I love that kind of mission. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. Talking to Uncle Ted. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy.
If you've ever listened to this show, you can tell by my bumps and everything else I do, I really like music. And there's just some music that's timeless. From The Music Made Me Do It, another cut, just dropped by Ted Nugent. Where's that album? I'm talking to Uncle Ted. Where's that album available at, Ted? Everywhere?
I think it's available at all sporting goods stores and ammo depots. all Ted Nugent music can be found wherever firearms are sold. No, I think you can only get it through Amazon right now, and I don't know where else. I know there's all kinds of streaming technology out there, but yeah, we're very proud of the record. It's called The Music Made Me Do It, because Bill, all these years later, the music still makes us do it. We love that stuff.
I'm just glad you haven't changed. I'm glad you haven't changed your the only way I can put it is style. Has anybody ever timed your hand, your picking hand?
Oh my God, I have a lot of people who really pay attention are always referencing that just the way I played my opening licks all the way back to the Great White Buffalo in 1970, even Journey to the Center of Mind 1968. I don't even think I can get my tongue moving fast enough to replicate the throttling of my Bo Diddley on steroids right hand. But the way I play my licks, there's so many multiple grace notes and counter rhythms within the structure of the lick, like the opening pattern that you just played on Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock. There's a pummeling that you hear the jung jung jung, but in between every jung jung jung, there's a tick. And that's because I play a Gibson Birdland that has a hand-carved arch North American spruce top on it. It's a hollow body instrument that the way it ergonomically connects with my chest and my arm and my hand, and the way I was trained by Joe Podorsky at the Capitol School of Music on Grand River in 1959, the way I play is unique. Nobody else plays that way. And Eddie Van Halen has an unbelievable right hand. And Chuck Berry showed us how to do that. Chunk, 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 chunk. There's a whole lot of chicka chicka And then the great Jimmy McCarty of Billy Lee and the Riviers that turned their name into Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Jimmy McCarty played that Gibson Birdland, and he had that for the whole bunch of kickers to kind of create what a tambourine and the hi-hat and the bass drum would do on a rhythm track. And that's just what turned me on as early as 1958 from Bo Diddley, and it just went berserk from there. But no, I'm very proud of my style, and I still play my guitars every day. I just love that stuff. And it's primal, it's instinctive, and it's the sexiest thing I can imagine.
Well, I want to take us back. It's not the Wayback Machine, but in 2016, I got to video with Ted in Louisville at the NRA show, and I got to watch him just pick up a guitar, and he just off the cuff, he just belted out the Star Spangled Banner, which was sort of spooky. Just realizing that you're looking at somebody that has such mastery over his chosen instrument to play that you just pick it up and just do that. So that was quite enlightening. But we also did one thing. If everybody had paid attention to us that day, we did away with polls that day. And I want to talk to you about that now, because here we are 4 years later. In 2016, we sat down and you and I both agreed that Trump was going to destroy Hillary Clinton, and as a matter of fact, I think I put it that Trump was going to club her like a baby seal.
And I love that analogy. And we're not condoning violence, but we're referencing victory over inferior creatures.
So here we are now in 2020. Now Hillary has drank so much Chardonnay she can't walk anymore, so she's out of the picture. And now we got Gropey Joe, who likes to smell the hair and touch the shoulders and nuzzle the necks of every female that he comes across. And
that's unbelievable. Who could possibly look at Joe Biden, watch him struggle to form a sentence, and then say, "That's my guy"? But what has happened to our species, Bill? I mean, can you name anyone more rotten to the core than Hillary Clinton, or the history of Joe Biden's corruption and criminal family behavior? This isn't a hunch. This isn't a supposition. The evidence will gag you. The evidence is irrefutable. The Democrats are criminals. They want to elect their top criminals. They're constitutional oath violating, power abusing, criminally corrupt punks. But who on the streets of America would watch these people? Would watch Tlaib from Detroit, or Omar from Minnesota, or Ortez from Brooklyn? Who would listen and watch and witness these people's actions and words and go, "Hey, I'm with her"? What has happened to us?
I think that's actually made up by the media. I think anybody that follows this, I think this time around, they're completely unmasked. They're not getting that much play. Every time they've been snubbing Trump and not showing his daily coronavirus thing, but their ratings are in the tank. Nobody's watching them. Nobody's watching them. I mean, they're basically one, MSNBC, NN. They've all just morphed into one evil entity that gets it wrong, that lies, and everybody knows that. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that mainstream media is over.
Well, I think the most important thing, thank you, by the way, Bill, for celebrating and projecting and delivering truth, logic, common sense, and positive energy and spirit all the time, and especially during this very heartbreaking and dangerous pandemic and the quarantine. So we salute you on Lock and Loaded. You represent we the people in the asset column of this country. So I'm just praying that we can discard the shackles of apathy and we can reelect President Donald Trump in November, because the alternative is cultural suicide. So everybody who believes in freedom and the Constitution, God, family, country, you've got to register. You've got to vote. In fact, if people would go to HunterNation.org, HunterNation.org, our goal is to register everybody who believes in God, family, and country, and make sure we only elect people who stand for God, family, country. That's HunterNation.org. That's our battle cry, and we've got to reelect every candidate that believes in God, family, and country. And boy, we know who does, and we know who doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they've been telling that out loud. Like that's the part I don't quite get, and it bugs me that America is not furious right now. Because they got out there, they called what Pelosi, she called what the tax break, she called that crumbs.
It's not only that, but then when America is hurting and Trump is trying to create a rescue bill to help the small family businesses and the corporations who hire Americans, the Democrats put in money for the propaganda ministry of public television and public radio. They take our tax dollars to give to Planned Parenthood so we can kill more babies, and take the tax dollars of God, family, country Americans to support candidates from the Democrat Party who are against God, family, and country. I mean, there is a military term that I can't use on your radio show, but
I understand.
If I was talking about a really wild, big white-tailed buck, it would be cluster buck.
Right.
But there's another version of cluster buck that we're in the middle of right now, but I hope people are paying attention to the pure rot of the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Democrat Party right now, and watch a great commander-in-chief who dares the battle cry America first, renegotiating global contracts so that America benefits. And the number one goal right now, Bill, believe me when I tell you, we finally achieved energy independence with Donald Trump at the helm. Now we have to accomplish antibiotic and pharmaceutical independence ASAP.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Stay safe out there, Uncle Ted.
Godspeed, man.
Back again tomorrow. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.